Some staff, faculty, and students at UMass Boston are pushing back against financial cutbacks there. The interim school chancellor, Barry Mills, is trying to close a deficit of about $30 million. In a new report out this morning, a group called the Coalition to Save UMB, UMass Boston, asks for more state funding to cover school debt. Annetta Argyros, who directs UMass Boston's Labor Extension Program, is one of the report's authors. She says school operations are not to blame. The problem, she says, is the debt from having to rebuild parts of the UMass Boston campus.
That's what's driving the pressure on our interim chancellor to make cuts on campus. We think instead the state should be stepping up to rebuild this campus that was so shoddily constructed back in the 1970s. So rather than eliminating programs here, rather than eliminating jobs here, the state should be reinvesting into this campus so that we can continue to offer a high-quality education to our students.
So what do you want the Baker administration to do?
I'd love the Baker administration to put more money on the table for capital investment in UMass Boston in particular. We appreciate that his administration has put, I believe it's $78 million, but that still leaves UMass Boston with a lot of debt on its books, a lot of principal and interest payments to rebuild our buildings.
State's in a budget crunch, as usual. Money for public higher education has always been short on Beacon Hill. Are you optimistic or pessimistic that this idea for UMass Boston will move forward?
I'm optimistic with the support of the legislature for the Fair Share Amendment that we will be able to see more funds coming into public education. And I'm optimistic that the people of the Commonwealth really value public education and will help us fight for more funding. We need to make sure that UMass Boston, as one of our more urban campuses, and indeed the campus that serves the majority of our students in color and low-income students across the system, remains accessible.
This report comes as part of a coalition of concerned students, employees, and faculty at UMass Boston. How's the budget crisis there affected all their experiences on campus?
The first experience we've had of the budget crisis was the elimination of about 100 non-tenure track faculty. This has driven up some class sizes and made it a little bit more challenging for students to easily find the courses they need in their work schedules. The next thing that happened was the elimination of our early learning center, our daycare center. We've been under a partial hiring freeze. So as faculty leave, as staff leave, our offices and programs are being left understaffed. What's clear from our research into not only our current finances, but what's coming at UMass Boston with these deficit payments and debt and principal payments, is more and more money will have to be cut from our operating budget. You know, this year we're talking about $25 million. Next year we're talking about an additional $10 to $15 million and probably an additional, $10 million each year for the next 3 or 4 years after that. And we want to sound the alarm bell that we need to start working with the legislature. The Board of Trustees needs to begin to take a different approach so that we can find a different way forward.
If the UMass Board of Trustees doesn't take your concerns into account, if Governor Baker and the legislature don't come up with more money for UMass Boston for these construction projects, what's your biggest concern?
That we'll be offering a much diminished educational opportunity to many fewer students here at UMass Boston. If the costs continue to go up, the population that we've been historically driven to serve, our mission, will be abandoned, and the breadth of the education that they'll be getting will be greatly diminished.
Annetta, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Annetta Argyros is vice president of the Professional Staff Union at UMass Boston and is one of the authors of a new report out this morning that recommends more state funding to cover capital debt at UMass Boston.